The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
I'm a registered nurse, and tonight I'm going to be joined by Dr. Dee Garcia. We are also certified OPTAVIA coaches and are very happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and it will last for 30 minutes. It is designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Keep in mind that we will do our best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal health care provider as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you are taking medications or if you have any medical considerations. We're going to start by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us tonight. Then Dr. Garcia is going to share a quick health tip for the week, and after that, we'll get right to the question and answer portions of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, you need to hit star 6 on your phone to unmute. Then share your first name, where you're from, and your transformational success. Then we're going to ask when you're done to please dial star 6 on your phone again so that we can keep the line as clear as possible. So here we go. Who's out there with us tonight?
Hi, this is Pat Orlando, and I lost a total of 70 pounds 12 years ago and love my OPTAVIA program.
We love you too, Pat.
Hope y'all are doing okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pat. And just so everybody knows, Pat is our business coach, both Dr. Garcia and I. So thanks for joining us, Pat.
And also, Frida, she's our personal health coach as well. So we're doubly blessed.
Yeah. My pleasure, ladies.
Anyone else who's out there and would like to say hello and where you're from? Well, should we just get on with it, Frida? We may have some
shy people. I think so, tonight. Dr. Garcia.
Yeah.
I think we're fine.
So, again, happy Halloween. I actually was sitting upstairs in my home office and realized today is Halloween. So I turned on the lights outside and a bunch of lights on my first floor. So I'm sitting by the door in case I get a few trick-or-treaters while we're doing this call. But what I wanted to share with you tonight is really about sugar addictions and how timely the fact that it's Halloween. So we all have cravings and addictions. Some of us are addicted to alcohol. Some of us are addicted to high-fat foods. Some of us are addicted to caffeine. Some are addicted to sugar. And this can be a very difficult night for a lot of people who have those sugar cravings and have those sugar addictions. So my advice is don't even go there. I have a whole box of full-size candy bars. I don't know if anyone remembers in the olden days how we had the full-size candy bars. I give them out every year, and then what I do with the ones that are remaining is I donate them. Actually, at the end of the night, I usually will have college students, because I live in a university town, and a lot of students live across the street from me. There are some duplexes and apartment buildings. And so whomever is comes to my door at the end of the evening gets the remainder of my candy bars. So, and it's usually some college students. But anyway, food, different things can be so addicting. And, you know, it's like trying to eat one cashew or trying to eat one almond. It can be impossible to do that. Trying to eat one handful of popcorn when the rest of the bag is nearby. So if you know you suffer from addictions to certain foods, don't even go there. It's really analogous to being an alcoholic and trying to have just one drink. One drink leads to half the bottle, which leads to the whole bottle. And the other thing that happens when we have a sugar load is that our blood sugars, of course, go up, and then insulin, the hormone from our pancreas that is secreted to bring those blood sugars down. So insulin is secreted, and then, you know, a few hours later, we're hypoglycemic, the blood sugars drop way down, and then we're starving, or we have more cravings. We're never satisfied. And so, again, be really aware of where you are with your psyche about food and or other things. Again, alcohol, sugar drinks such as soda and so forth. And just learn that those are the things that you need to stay away from. Yesterday I went to a talk about insurance, and the insurance agent, you know, had a server there who was taking orders for cheesecake. And I said, no, thank you. I would have loved to have had the cheesecake, especially with a cup of hot tea, but it's not a health food. And I respect my health and my body too much to go down that road. That doesn't mean that, you know, every once in a while you can't have dessert and so forth. But if you know it's a weakness, why even tempt yourself? You know, instead, choose something that's healthy. So that's what I have for tonight, Frida. And should we turn it over to Q&A?
Yeah, that sounds great. If anybody has a question, thank you, Dee. Dr. Garcia, it's amazing as I'm listening to you, just to share one of my tidbits. You know, when you talk about addictions, you know, I had a horrible habit of smoking, and I smoked for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I started this transformational process 11 years ago, that was one of the things that I worked on. And so 10 years ago this month, I had my last cigarette. And I know that even today, if I, you know, took a puff of a cigarette, had one, you know, that famous, I'll have one, I know I can't. And yeah. I won't, because I will be right back there again. Luckily, I don't ever have to have tobacco. I don't need that to live. That's for me, that also makes it easier, but it's the same mindset. If I have one, I'm not going to stop. You know, I love almonds, but I can't eat. I'll eat the bag. I'll eat the can. I mean, that's just, it's the psyche I have, and it's something I can work on. But in the meantime, it's just easier to say no.
And Frida, even the other thing that I always say, and you probably do too, if you know that a particular something, you know, whether it's the nuts or, you know, the candy bars or whatever, if we know that we can't stop with one, then why even have them in the house? You know, that's always been my philosophy. If it's not healthy for us or we can't stop at, you know, a reasonable amount or number, then don't tempt yourself. It's just crazy. And that's where it's really important to get your spouse, your partner, your children, whomever is sharing the house with you on board. I have a client right now who's struggling, and she's been on programs for probably about 3 months, and she's only lost 10 pounds. And I said to her, "So tell me more. Why is it why is it so difficult for you?" And she said, "It's because my husband, you know, eats really poorly. He struggles with weight." And she said, "And he puts, you know, he makes things. He makes cookies and waves them in front of her and all of that." So my comment to her was, why don't we get your husband on board so the two of you can support one another? And so I've got an appointment with him next week. He's a successful attorney, but has a lot of weight to lose. So anyway, let's go ahead and see who's out there. And I'm just going to say, we may not have a lot of people on the call tonight because it is Halloween. And trick or treating with kids or grandkids or whatever.
So if you do want to ask a question, we'd love to hear it or make a comment. But you will have to hit *6 on your phone and let us know that you're out there. So we'll give you a second to do that. Okay, well, Dee, it sounds like it's going to be you and I. Hey, is there somebody coming in?
Yes, that is. This is TJ Good. I'm from Idaho, and I've been health coaching for 3.5 years. I started my journey 3.5 years ago, and I started coaching just shortly after that. And I have to say that I love it whenever Delia is around. She is just somebody that I keep thinking that I'm going to meet someday. Everything that you teach just always really speaks to me, and today is no different. Everything that you've talked about has just been the things that have definitely transformed in my mind, understanding that I was a sugar addict and that I do have to not have things around, and that almonds are not something that I can have even 10 of them. And so that's just been, everything that you talked about was wonderful today. So it's been quite the journey. But what I wanted to throw out there was, could you talk a little bit about, which is something that I've just heard the last 3 to 6 months, as people are getting closer to their goal, nutrition support is encouraging us, if they're on 5-1, to move them to a 4-2 or a 4-2-1. And I kind of understand it, but I'm wondering if you could give me a better picture of why that is, as I'm trying to explain that to my clients. And I'm finding that people are doing much better with it, but I'm just wondering maybe the science behind it.
That's a great question and a great topic. What I personally do is I wait until the person gets to their goal weight. Whatever that is. Sometimes for me, I'm going on the goal of a BMI of 24. You know, that's a nice, little thing to hang your hat on. But we also know as health coaches, you want to press *6, hon, because there's background noise. There you go. But I also know that, especially for men, a BMI of 24 may be a little too low. So sometimes a 25 BMI or even a 26 is better for them. And, you have to trust your body. We have to trust our bodies. And so, and we have to trust our clients to let us know when they feel it's low enough. So I have a gentleman that I'm working with who has lost 41 pounds. His BMI is 25, but he looks spectacular at a weight of 190. He actually looks, thin. I see him in person. I've seen his after pictures. And so that's where he decided to stop, and I have supported that. So now I have him on a 4-2. So we've added in an additional healthy meal. We've cut down on one fueling. However, if you've got someone who's really heavy and they've been on program for, you know, 8 months, 10 months, a year or more, and now they're really, you know, kind of getting antsy, you could go to a 4-2 to give them some more variety, keep them interested and moving forward. So I hope that helps. And again, if you could press *6, unless you're making a comment, there's a lot of, rattling and stuff. Frida, do you want to add to that, or should we go to the next question?
Yeah, the only thing I was going to add, thank you, Dr. Garcia. The only thing I was going to add, and you touched on it there, you know, one of our things, as we set our goals and we have a certain BMI or weight or, you know, hopefully other goals too, but as we begin to reach or get close to the goal, it's that same mindset of problem solving. You know, as you get closer to the goal, then you're less and less encouraged, or I should say, it kind of takes some of the drive away. You know, it's like if and again, you know, to get specific. Because, like, if your goal is to lose weight, well, you have 100 pounds to lose. Well, if you lose 5, you lost the weight, you met your goal. So I like to help people get very specific with goals and then realize that as they're getting close to that goal, sometimes that motivation begins to wane. And like Dr. Garcia said, sometimes if you can introduce something different, something new, something that's still very healthy and good for them, it can help bridge that gap. And I'm thinking that may be part of what nutrition support is doing, is trying to help people who maybe, you know, just kind of feel stuck and aren't doing as well with their drive. That would be the reason that I would see that. The other thing with goals, and Dr. Garcia, to your point, like a BMI, I like to use 3 different things to help people decide what is best for them. BMI is definitely one, but I also will ask them to do a weight measurement, a waist measurement, and also try to look at their body fat composition, because, you know, if their body fat is in that low range, then if they continue, I know my story is I stopped losing weight. It just stopped. And my body fat was so low that there was no, you know, what we felt was there was probably just not enough fat left to burn. And you can risk getting into burning muscle or chance that if you're just going after a certain number or a BMI or, you know, so I always like to look at the 3. And like Dr. Garcia said, you know, what does your client want? How do they feel? How do they look? Are they happy with what they have? And I definitely wouldn't encourage anyone to stop without getting at least 25 or 26. You want to get that BMI close because it reduces your risk of disease. But those are just things I look at. Does that help you?
Frida, I think those are really good comments, you know, because, again, we all – and there's different body types, you know. There's an endomorph. You know, the person who's big bone, tall, kind of, you know, we think of like the Scandinavians, you know, they're tall and big. And then there's the mesomorph, like the little gymnasts that, you know, win all these gold medals. They're shorter, they're stocky, they're solid muscle. So that's a mesomorph. And then there's the ectomorph. And they're the smaller boned. I'm an ectomorph. So for me, my BMI is about 21. I could be up to a BMI of 24 and be in a healthy range, but putting 20 more pounds on my body frame, it would be all around my middle. So again, for me, a BMI of 21 is optimal, but for someone else, a BMI of 26 may be better. And so all of those points, you know, we have to take into consideration. So, but boy, that's one of the best questions we've ever gotten on the doctor nurse call. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Does anyone else have a question?
Hey, Dee?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, it's Cliff Hochberg. How are you?
Good.
So I have a question for you. It's more of a comment and something that I speak to people, and so many people are still, I guess the word is mistaken, but fearful to the point that they just are believing that because of their genetics, that's going to be their destiny. And you, as a breast cancer oncologist, I know you've spoken about this many times. Can you just speak for a few moments to the fact that the relationship between excess body weight and the fact that, yes, there are genetic issues, but people can do a lot to turn their world around and not necessarily succumb to their genetic predispositions?
Oh, I love that question. I love that question because in almost every talk that I give, I talk about the field of epigenetics. So it's a special field of medicine that really has taught us that it's not what our genes do to us, it's what we do to our genes. So if you have a genetic predisposition to heart disease, if you have a genetic predisposition to colorectal cancer or breast cancer or really anything, you can actually turn those genes on or off depending on your diet and your lifestyle. And so I'll give an example. If you've got a genetic predisposition to cancer and you smoke, then you're turning those genes on. And the probability of developing a smoking-related cancer, bladder cancer, oral cavity, tongue, lung, all of those cancers and more is going to be higher. But if you never smoke, if you never overindulge in alcohol, if you keep your body weight down, if you eat mostly plant-based foods, if you exercise, all of those things, then those genes are actually turned off. It's like turning a light switch on or off. So people don't have to roll over and think, well, I've got a genetic predisposition to this, so I have no control over the diseases that I'm going to get. Nothing could be further from the truth. We have so much that we can do. Our diet, our lifestyle, stress reduction, sleep, exercise, and very importantly, getting to our optimal weight or as close to it as possible, because that body fat is a furnace of inflammation that can wreak havoc on every organ system, whether it's the brain and depression, or it's your feet and, you know, pain. So our own body fat is just so toxic. So in the example of breast cancer, for instance, women who have excess weight, have higher circulating estrogen levels, and that's the precursor for breast cancer. In people that are overweight or obese, that's a precursor for colorectal cancer. So again, we have so much power within us to change our destiny. Again, think of the light switch. We can turn the genes on or we can turn them off. This is like one of the best Dr. Nurse's calls that we've had, because those two questions I think are absolutely excellent. So thank you so much for asking that.
Yeah, thank you. I think people really needed to hear it.
Yes, thank you. Frida, we maybe have time for one more question and then wrap it up, or do you feel it's 7:27 on my phone, or should we give instructions for getting on the Habits of Health call?
That's what I was going to do. And I did just want to add, as you were talking, Dee, and I think it's a great question. Thank you the way you addressed it. Just to give a little validity to what you're saying, I come from a family of six children and my parents. Our parents died when they were very young. My father was a smoker and my mother was obese. And our father was 60 when he passed away, and our mother was 63. And to take it even to, you know, the next step is my sister, who is my health coach, reached out. She found this program, and she reached out, and she shared with all of us and showed us a different way. Now, I'm the nurse in the family, but she showed us a different way. And made it, we are changing our stars and we are changing our destiny. And she was the fire that started it, and we have spread it. And I'm the last of the siblings. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to turn 60. And we're all still here. And so that's always a milestone in our family when one of us turns 60 and the next one is going to be 63, because then we know it, our parents are very pleased, they would be, to know that we've changed our stars and it can be done.
Yeah.
You know, that's a beautiful part of what we have. So please share the message, get it out, and just love people where they are, but show them a different way. And we're not perfect. And that's the beauty of the human spirit, that we can always be working to it. So thanks, Steve, for sharing that. And I think you're right. This has been a fabulous phone call. I do want to thank everyone who has joined us. Remember, you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast or hear a few prior week's recordings of these calls on your Health Coach's co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call is going to be available there within 48 hours. If you have questions in between support calls, please first connect with your coach. And for additional help, you can email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And again, your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which actually starts right now. So if you want to join the webinar, go ahead and get a pin. You're going to access by accessing Zoom. You log into zoom.us on your computer, or you download the free Zoom app on your phone. Click join the meeting and then enter the ID number I'm going to give you, and that is 113-312-513. Again, that ID number is 113-312-513. Congratulations, everyone, on investing some time in your health this evening. We're glad you joined us. Dr. Garcia, it is such an honor and a privilege to be on this call with you. Thank you so much. Everyone, have a good night and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Thank you, Frida. Bye-bye.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.